Chapter 3. Having accepted the commission, I finished up all my other work and notified my clients I was taking a leave of absence until further notice. 2 weeks later, I drove out to the Haven to begin my preliminary sketches of the ballroom. The butler showed me through the garden to the little pavilion, which to my amazement looked completely transformed. The scruffy vines around it had been cleared away, the grit and moss scraped from its walls. Scrubbed clean, it gleamed proudly in the bright spring sun. "My lord, what's happened to it?" I asked the butler as we approached.
"Mrs. Griffin's had it prepared for you," he said.
How very thoughtful of her. He led me inside and asked if he could bring me anything. I requested a chair, a small table for sketching, and some black coffee, very strong. When he left, I began to settle in. The ballroom was cool despite the rising heat of the morning. I stood at the center of the round dance floor, turning slowly in place, focusing on each wall until I could imagine the entire area with my eyes shut. I always needed to feel the structure and rhythm of a room before attempting any sort of scheme for it. I tore it down and built it up again in my imagination, in order to know it inside out. Though the ballroom was a much grander scale than I was used to, my goal was the same, to fit my artistry over the space like a glove, to enhance, without overburdening. The butler came back promptly with the things I'd asked for. As he worked setting them up, I studied him for the first time. He was a slim older man of medium height, with slack, nondescript features, and fine white hair combed meticulously over a bald spot at the top of his head. In his black-and-white uniform he looked as neat as a printed page. He set up the table and chair and poured the coffee, moving swiftly and quietly.